This is the Courtney for Life podcast, simple, real, and relatable audio bits on lifestyle, nutrition, and fitness. Grab a plate of tacos and let's chat.
I've never been one to believe that I make excuses or let excuses come into play. I absolutely believe that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to fucking do something. Not that I can ever remember, believe that I would participate or engage in forms of self-sabotage. And I always believe that I am the kind of person that I can push myself if and when absolutely necessary. So I know how to challenge myself. I know how to push myself in my own workouts. And if I'm supposed to follow a protocol, I'm not going to cheat on my diet or something like that. Like if I say I'm going to fucking do something, I am going to do something. Whether I know how to do it or not, I will find a way to make it happen. I believe that I've kind of always been that kind of person, or as long as I could remember. And the last couple of weeks, almost couple of months, I've been learning about myself and kind of discovering who I am and why I am the way I am, and just navigating through just like understanding myself, which is really weird. I never thought at 35, that's how old I am, I would be doing all of this, but it's so fucking cool. But also I feel like it's also like equally a piss off, because I'm like, what the fuck? Why is this happening? So recently I have become aware of forms of self-sabotage, whatever we want to call them, self-sabotage or limiting beliefs or glass ceilings or upper limit problems, like whatever we want to call it, I'm finding them. And we all have them. The top athletes in the world, the best entrepreneurs, the most successful people, like anybody you know, I guarantee has forms of glass ceilings in some element of their life. And for me, these thoughts really revolve around competition prep, or this is where like I'm discovering them, but I guarantee they have impacting or compounding effects in other areas of my life as well. And I had one realization like a couple months ago, and I never really talked about it, but I want to talk about it. And then I had one a couple days ago, and I'm like, now I need to fucking talk about it. So I'm kind of supposed to be working right now, like working on my own terms. So I'm like, no, I'm going to give myself like 30 minutes. I want to talk about this. I'm going to record a podcast. And I also got a new microphone for the Fem Radio podcast that Daz and I are doing. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. And I really just want to test out this microphone and make sure that it works and sounds pretty good. So I'm like, this is a perfect time to do so. So with all that being said, welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. You know who I am. You know why I'm here. You know what I talk about. I am real and raw and hopefully fucking relatable when it comes to this. And today I want to unpack some forms of self-sabotage, and not in a way, like I am not expecting you to be like, oh my God, I have that too. Like I have my problems because of my lifestyle and my own beliefs, and you're not going to have these same realizations as well. But my hopes and the reason why I want to share this, one, it's like, I just want to fucking talk about it. I just want to put this out into the universe. And I feel like speaking things out loud has so much power over just like making notes or thinking about them or like sending a text message to a friend, like, oh my God, look what I discovered. Speaking things out loud, I feel like has so much power, and it just like turns things into like realness, but it also like releases them. So I want to talk about this. And then I also just want to, of course, like be real and share that even me, like I am not perfect by any means, like nobody's fucking perfect, right? But even though I am a pro athlete, I am an entrepreneur, and I would consider myself fairly successful. For the most part, I seem to have my shit together, and I still have these challenges too. So like, hey, we're all fucking human, and I just want to show you how human I am. So whatever, like, I don't even know. I feel like because I've been going down this journey of like realizations, personal development, whatever we want to call it, for the last few months, I've constantly been talking or thinking about the term self-sabotage. And I feel like it's at this point where it's just like, it's being repeated so many times. You know, when you say a word so often that it just like loses meaning, I feel like we're there, but I'm still going to use that word here anyway. And it is a very generalized word. It is like, I'm not like defining it in black and white. It could be a glass ceiling. It could be a self-limiting belief. It could be an upper limit problem. If you've listened to or read the book, The Big Leap, if you haven't, please go download that on Audible. You can listen to it at like 1.5 or 2x speed. I did that and I was able to absorb most of it. Definitely one of those books where like you can probably go through it a couple of times and pick up on different things. But if you are familiar with that book, he calls them ALPs. It just sounds like a gulp. And it just, I don't know, makes it just a little bit nicer than saying that you have a fucking problem with like a upper limit problem or whatever. Like that word problem just sounds so negative, right? Anyway, I'm rambling. So back in early September, it was probably it was less than a month before the last competition that I just did. It wasn't my pro debut. It was my second pro show. And I was back on a stage, or I was going back to a stage that I'm familiar with, but this time as a pro, which was just like really, really exciting. And I had realized, I came to this realization, I vividly remember like where I was at the gym, what exercise I was doing. And all of a sudden it was just like, oh, what? And it was just like this the universe just like downloaded something into my brain. It's like, you have mail. And it's just like automatically opened and was like right in front of my fucking face. And I was like, oh my God. So I had realized that when I get close to going on stage, it's literally like all of a sudden I wake up and I am bloated and I don't feel well. And I'm doubting myself. And I'm like, oh, like I'm not digesting well. And I haven't gone to the bathroom in 3 days. And I know that there are some things like, depending on where we are in competition prep, like if we're in on like insane low calories and not consuming a lot of fiber because we need easy to digest foods to keep our waist tight, like, yeah, we're probably not going to have a bowel movement. But like, this was not the case at all. And I had noticed, so like I checked in and I was basically just like bitching and complaining. And I'm like, I'm not going to be ready. I don't feel good. Like I'm doubting myself. And all of a sudden I had realized when I was at the gym, like later that afternoon, I was like, this is self-sabotage. I am all of a sudden like getting this thought in my head, I guess like as the countdown number gets close to being on stage, they're almost like subconscious thoughts or just like these automatic thoughts that they're not in my conscious mind, right? They're in my subconscious because I don't actively realize it's happening until the universe fucking slaps me in the face and was like, yo, bitch, look at this. So when I get close to a competition, I start to react and resist not resist protocols in the sense of like, I'm not following them. But if my coach is like, for example, we're going to increase calories, I'm like, I don't know if I should eat more. And then it's like that, literally that negative thought is going to affect your fucking digestion. And I'm not even kidding. Like if you get this, like, you know. And things like this, and then me consuming more food and me seeing the macro number higher, like all of those little things kind of compound up. And when our minds are in this negative environment, like how are we expecting our bodies to react and perform? There's going to be resistance. There's going to be resistance in my gut, in my digestion, in my training performance. There's going to be basically a form of like decision fatigue because it's constantly this little thought that's like running on this hamster wheel in my brain, and it's impacting and affecting like everything that I do in my days, which it compounds, right? It all accumulates. And then because my mind is going a mile a minute, I'm not able to sleep, and then I don't sleep well. And then that fucks up my digestion even more, and I'm not rested and not recovered. Like it's this insane snowball effect. And having all of these thoughts every time I get close to a stage, like, am I ready? Am I good enough? Do I deserve to be on a stage with the pros? And especially like this year, I haven't dieted. Like I've been gaining weight consistently for a year. And that, to be honest, is like really hard for me to still comprehend like 10, 12 months later, because how I, and this kind of goes into like the second point that I want to talk about, but when I won my pro card, I was like 10 pounds lighter than what I am right now. And the actual number doesn't matter, but it kind of does to me, but it's all like relative in my own terms. So me getting close to this last competition where I'm like almost 10 pounds heavier, we're not dieting at all. We're not in like tightening up. I'm not getting conditioned. So in a way, it's almost like it makes sense, or it's kind of understandable as to why all these thoughts come in. But then I didn't realize how much I was like subconsciously sabotaging myself or limiting myself or putting up this glass ceiling. All this like body dysmorphia kicks in. And I was literally just talking to two friends about the body dysmorphia when we get close to a competition as well. One of my girlfriends is like basically a week out of her figure competition, and she's feeling kind of like this body dysmorphia. And like it is a thing. It is a thing as an athlete. And I can almost guarantee even the Olympian athletes have some form of body dysmorphia or doubt or hesitation. Like, am I conditioned enough? Am I going to be tight enough on stage? Am I full enough? Like, that comes into play when we are athletes. And the only thing that separates the successful athletes from the non-successful athletes in this case is whether or not we let that define us. And this is why we have coaches who tell us to like shut the fuck up and turn out the noise and like stop doubting. Like, if you trust your coach, go all fucking in on the coach. I've had like many, I'm not even gonna call them come to Jesus moments, but they're come to Humberto moments, because there have been many times where he's like, Courtney, shut the fuck up. And like, we need that. We fucking need that. But I was talking to a friend this afternoon. He literally just won his pro card last weekend. And I'm so incredibly proud of him. But he had posted, or he had talked about, like, literally the night before his show, he's like, am I flat? Do I need to fill up? Do I need to eat more? And he literally did this the last time he competed, and he fucked up his physique. Like, he even said it, and I said it, and his coach said it, and it was like the worst possible thing ever. And like, when we are deep in prep and we are literally giving our entire existence plus some into like 15 seconds on stage, it is crippling. It is mind numbing. Like, bodybuilding is not easy, and it will try so hard to break you down in every way possible. I have goosebumps just saying this. Like, bodybuilding is a fucking monster. And if you're not strong, it will eat you alive. But anyway, back to self-sabotage and the monster. So I had this realization like a month before this last competition. I'm like, oh my God, I've been sabotaging myself. And literally what I did in this case is I had addressed it to my friend, the girl that's competing this weekend. It's Morgan. I think you know who, if you listen to my podcast, you know damn well who Morgan is. And I had actually mentioned it to both of my coaches, my posing coach Kat, and then her husband is my prep coach, Humberto. We know them, it's Atlas Bodybuilding. I had told both of them when I saw them, like within a week of me having this realization, which was still like 3 weeks before my competition. And they were talking about, and they're like, yeah, like it's a fucking thing. I'm like, oh my God, like how did I not realize this? And I feel like it took me like 3 years of competing to basically get to this point and get to this understanding. So once I was able to address it, I'm like, and then I almost like to play this game. And some of my clients know this game where it's like, let's not fear it, but let's like entertain it and almost make it like a joke. So anytime I've been literally applying this almost every day in any sense of the way since then. And this is like 2 months ago, where anytime I feel a challenge or resistance, or I start to feel like uncomfortable about something, I'm like, nope, not even happening. Like, dismissed. This is not self-sabotage. So just for context, like I'm eating like 400 grams of carbs, like right now. 400 grams of carbs. That is insane. And if my coach asked me a year ago to eat 400 grams of carbs, there would be so much resistance. Like, oh my God, I can't do this. And every time I ate a meal, I'd be like, oh my God, this is so much food. I can't do this. I need to do cardio. I need to like burn off these calories. I need to do something. Like, I can't. And now I'm like, fuck yeah, I can. Fuck yes. And I get really excited. And I truly believe that just that positive thought and environment from my mindset has helped with digestion, has helped with consuming these calories, makes it not even an issue for me at all. Like, yes, I've had to play this navigation game around like nutrient timing and choosing different food sources and things like that, but it is not an issue at all. And I'm like, it is necessary and it's part of the process and it's part of the growth. So anytime now I feel like there's like these little things of like that could potentially be self-sabotage, I'm like, nope, not even happening. Like, absolutely fucking dismissed, unsubscribed. I am not opted into this. So that's been my kind of thing. And then this other thing that I've been having as I continue to gain weight, eat more calories, reverse diet. Now the goal is for my competition season next year, which is not technically not defined yet, but we're pretty clear on what we're doing. I'm about a month and a half or 2 months in. We're going to do about a 6 month build. And the goal is for me to be about like 5 or 10 pounds heavier than my last competition. I'm about 3 pounds up from that. So I still have a ways to go. The thing is, I need to like have this realization that like, I need to gain weight. And I can say, yes, I'm okay. I'm all in. I'm going to do this. But like, once we get there, once we start getting in the ick of it, it's a really fucking uncomfortable feeling. And I will admit, I am the kind of person, I'm like, I'm all in, I'm ready to grow. But once I see a certain fucking number on the scale, I'm like, nope, don't want to grow anymore. Like, nope, that's it. And that number is a glass motherfucking ceiling. And I thought about this and realized this probably about a week ago, but then it kind of unraveled. And I swear to God, I get the best thoughts when I'm driving to the gym. I'm full of carbs. I'm full of caffeine. I got my pre-workout starting to kick in and I'm hyped up. And all of a sudden I'm just like fucking ready. So I had this realization a couple days ago that when we transition, and maybe this is like a theme that's happening right now, because a lot like competition season basically is done. Olympia has happened. People are reversing. People are 3 weeks, 3 months into a reverse diet, and we're starting to see them, or at least I'm starting to see them more and more on Instagram, and it's like post-show update and 3 months post-show update and 6 weeks since I stepped off stage and this is where I am. And there's a lot of honesty, which is so amazing, because like, fuck, we need this. We fucking need to be like talking about this shit, because there's so many people, and like, I get it. Some people just don't have the capacity or don't even care to share what, I guess, like personal struggles or things. They just don't want to share stuff on social media that isn't a highlight reel. And of course, like even the things that we choose to share, if we were being vulnerable, I'm still at a point where I'm like positive enough or confident enough that it's a good share, you know? So we do really limit and filter and protect what we share on social media. But there is a lot of vulnerability lately. And there are a lot of women, at least maybe because like I'm a competitor, so I follow a lot of competitors. I'm a coach and I see this more. There's a lot of girls struggling post-show. And the one really big thing that I see is that we, and I'm saying we because I realize this is me too, and I didn't realize it was me until I'm like, holy fuck, it's me, that we will hold on to prep protocols for dear fucking life after a competition, because we want to stay conditioned. We know it's not healthy. We know we can't always forever stay at that extreme. Yet we still try. We're like, maybe if I just hold on to it, it's going to be okay. And like, it's just slipping and slipping and slipping. And it gets to a point where it slips. And it's like a bow and arrow that it pulls back and you're resisting so hard. And all of a sudden you let go and it just fucking slingshots you forward so fucking hard. And it sucks. And this is where I am. And I had this realization. So ways that we hold on to prep protocols. And I actually made like a quick little TikTok about this a couple days ago, but I'm unpacking a little bit more. We will hold on to eating certain foods and being scared to incorporate new foods or keeping our supplement protocols in place because we're worried that like it's going to be less effective, or staying so incredibly rigid and strict with boundaries and personal lifestyle and when you have to go to sleep and when you have to wake up and when you're doing your fasted cardio. Like, you shouldn't have to be doing fasted cardio when you're in your fucking off season. That is the point of it. That is the point of off season. And if you're incorporating prep protocols when you're in your off season, it makes the implementation of them in your next season so much less effective or not effective at all. And then you have to do more. And this is when people burn out. And this is just fucking self-sabotage at its finest. Anyway, I'm like out of breath from all of this. So my thing, and I still don't know why it's a thing, but it is a thing and I'm seeing it and I am like stepping the fuck over it, is the scale number. And I am okay with the scale weight going up. I'm fine with that. But for some reason, when I see 120, I'm a very lean person, and this is just the number. I'm only giving you a number to put things into context, but this is not something where you're like, oh my God, I weigh more than 120. Like, I know that I am a very low body weight in relation to a lot of people, and that is fine. The number doesn't fucking matter. It is all in context. So I just need to like put that like huge disclaimer out there. So I am fine gaining weight. I will see 119.8 for like 3 weeks. The moment I see 120, I'm like, oh my God, like it's there. And I don't know, I still cannot put my finger quite on it, why this number worries me, or why it's like, it's a round number. And I'm not saying round as in like, that's where I'm getting fat. That's not it, but it's just like a whole number. And it's just almost like this milestone number for me. So if I'm really, really trying to dig deep and put some context in it, like I've been over 120. I was over 120 last year in prep. I was over 120 2 years ago in prep. But I think the difference is, the point is to get into the 120s and stay there. And I never, it's not that I'm gaining weight and I'm going to diet down again. And when I won my pro card in bodybuilding, I was actually 110. I was so fucking lean, and I will never be there again. I always competed as a power lifter, even though I was never focused on my weight or a certain weight class. I was always under 120. Like before I really got into this fitness journey, I remember I was like 140. So I was still, I was 20 pounds heavier than what I am now, but that wasn't like muscle. So there was a lot of like fat accumulation. I am not worried about going back there again. Even if I got up to 140, my physique and my composition and my mindset would be way different, like completely, completely different. And I am not worried about that at all necessarily. But I think if I'm trying to point a direction at this, it is that I am entering this new era, this new weight range, this new number, this new level that I'm forever going to stay in, and I'm never going to get back under that. And it is basically just me releasing old beliefs, old ways. We know that, like, okay, if you've been following me, if you've been paying attention to like the things that I post and the things that I talk about, and I never expect everybody to always pay attention to that shit, but probably if you're listening to my podcast, and like, you would know, you know, and the last couple of months, like I've really been changing. It is my mind. It is my physique. It is my training intensity. It is how I coach. Like, everything has been fucking evolving. And in order for me to be, one, a better competitor, two, a fucking pro competitor, but also to be able to have a successful competition season this year ahead, which is the whole goal. And this is why I'm literally eating so much food and training the way I am and sleeping the way I am and just being so fucking like confident and dialed in, not in a holding on to prep protocols for dear life kind of way, but dialed in like, I am making this off season and build season like so successful. Like, there is no other option. Because if I don't do this, if I don't gain the weight, if I am not confident in this, there's no point in me literally traveling across the world, trying to do like 5 or 6 competitions and then coming like in dead last. That is such a waste of time and effort and energy. And it is disrespect to myself. It is disrespect for the Federation. It's disrespect to my coaches. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I am not fucking doing that. So for me, getting to this 120, and it's like, that number shouldn't even be scaring me if it is worrying me, because I need to grow way past this. I need to be like 125, 127, fuck, 130. So why am I so worried about 120? It is just one of those like moments, you know, when you're like, I've talked about this analogy before and it just makes sense. When you need to like, you're walking into a cold lake, right? Or like a cold ocean or whatever, or like a pool, and you get your feet in and it is so fucking cold. And then your feet start to get used to it. And then you get up to like your thighs and it's so fucking cold. And then you get up to your belly button and it's so fucking cold. And then you get used to it. I am just at that like really uncomfortable level. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get used to it. But it is just like a stepping stone in order to get to the next goal. Like, I am not like, this isn't like, oh, I'm at 120. Like, I'm done. All the hard shit is done. Like, that's not it at all. So I feel like when I had this realization, I almost again, like entertained this thought. And it was like, I was almost not like, I do not believe that I was holding back. I do not believe I hold back in my protocols. I do believe that I very much push myself in my training. And if something's not right, if stress is getting in the way or whatever, like, I know how to address that shit. I do not hold back if I need to be like all in on something. Like, if I'm going to give effort to something, I'm going to give fucking effort to it. But I feel like once I had almost like this realization of like this number, I'm like, this is self-sabotage, like instantly dismissed, unsubscribed, not opting into like future emails. Like, this is not for me at all. And this is not my reality. So I feel like it almost like pushed me forward, like pushed me off the deep end. It's like someone pushed me like right into the fucking lake. I'm like, I'm at 120. Let's fucking go. Let's eat more. Let's start gaining. Let's start like pushing in my training and just seeing how much more I can do. So it's almost been like this fuel to the fire. And then once I realized this, like over the last couple of days, so my weight on the scale was like 120, 120.2, like very, very minimal. And then the last couple of days, it's been like 119.6, 119.4. And I'm like, fuck, like I'm not there yet. And I really want to see that number again in order to like get more comfortable with it and then like surpass it. And this is just like my realization. It's these little things. And like I said at the beginning, I never can ever remember a time where I've intentionally, I don't think we ever intentionally do it, but like intentionally have forms of self-sabotage or excuses or limiting beliefs. And it just goes to show that like the more that you start to learn about yourself and slow the fuck down and ask questions like, why is this bothering me? Why is it? Why am I resisting this number? What is the value of this number? Why am I getting sick or having these issues with digestion at always like this trend? Like, the more that we're able to slow down and take a step back, and like Morgan had used this term and I fucking love it, so I'm going to throw it in here. When we're able to like downshift our speed, and like to start almost not put things on cruise control, but like slow down a little bit and actually see the whole fucking picture, it's like, wow, you realize that there are these glass ceilings and everybody has them. And I know at some point I'm going to meet my next glass ceiling and it's going to happen. And I don't know how long it's going to take to like unpack it or dismiss it and overcome it. Like, it's not one of those things where you can be like, oh, I just discovered what one of my upper limit problems is. It's like, yeah, but you still need to do the motherfucking work every single day in order to overcome it. It is not something that is just going to be dismissed. And once you put a label on it, it dissolves. That doesn't happen. It's just now you're putting a label onto something. It's like if you see a crack in your window and you're like, oh, that's where the draft is coming in, but you're not doing anything about it, the draft is still going to fucking be there. And you got to close the window or you got to get it repaired. And it's probably going to take, and if you're living in Mexico, it's going to take a while to get that shit repaired. And it requires so much work. It's almost like you realize that it's a problem and then it gets really icky because you're like, ew, this is gross. And then you have to like do the dirty work and like get in the pile of shit manure and do the dirty work to clean it up. And nobody can clean it up for you other than yourself. Sure, you can have people that help you. You can have coaches and therapists and whatever and, like, best fucking friends who unpack that shit with you. But, like, you're the one with the poop scooper. You're the one that's got to clean that up. I'm always all over the place with these podcasts. And this is all that I wanted to share. We're definitely at the 30-minute mark, so I definitely want to wrap this up. And this is, like, all that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about these forms of self-sabotage or upper limit beliefs or glass ceiling challenges that I have, not in a way for you to relate to me, because I say this so respectfully, you can't, because my problems are based on my upbringing and my beliefs and my lifestyle. And this is just how my mind functions. Sure, you might be able to be like, oh my God, I'm holding on to prep protocols, or oh my God, I constantly get sick when there's a big work project or something like that. And that is just for you to address on your own terms and understand where your glass ceilings are. And then you got to do the dirty work and fucking find out why they happen, because I can't answer that. Right? That's on your own terms. But I did mention the book, The Big Leap. And I really think that is something that if you haven't listened to it or read it, like 11 out of 10, listen and read and go fucking do it. That's it. That's all that I got for you. And I'm going to end this. I'm just going to give this a hard cut. Ooh, listen to, please like and subscribe the Femme Radio podcast. It is on Spotify. We only have two episodes out right now. We are recording our third one. We're doing these every 2 weeks. And these, I am like high key obsessed with these already. Daz, I just fucking love her. Okay. I'm going to talk about that later. That's all I got for you today, strong friends. Please tell me if you listen to this and if you're like, full body, fuck yes, I support you and I agree with you and I love you, that would just be really nice. Just send me a hug emoji and let me know that you listened. Okay, thanks. Bye, friends.
Thanks for being here. There are so many ways you can show me your support, like subscribing, take a screenshot and share this on Instagram, or send me a taco donation.